Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history being made as we speak. To start with Afghanistan, yesterday Joe Biden gave a speech about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the ending of the Afghan war. It was certainly a welcome speech, but I do have some criticism of it and speculation about where we go from here. The war had to be brought to an end. We were there 20 years. John McCain had said, well, maybe we'll have to be there 100 years. Maybe we'll have to be there permanently. 100 years is four or five generations. Your great-great-grandchildren would have been sent there. Now, the thing is, we will have a military presence in Europe, I hope, for 100 years, certainly in Germany. Russia will not change. They didn't change in 1,000 years. They went from a czar to a communist czar, and now in Putin to an organized crime czar. So that's what they've done. China hasn't changed in 5,000 years. They went from, for thousands of years, an emperor who was viewed as God. And if you looked up when he came down the street, they'd kill you for looking at God. And that morphed in the beginning of the 20th century into a Communist Party emperor who wasn't viewed as God, but he was feared as God. These people are never going to change. They're not going to change in 100 years. We will need an American presence in Europe to keep them from trying to nibble away at Eastern Europe. We're going to need an American presence in Japan, in South Korea. We've pretty much left, for instance, Okinawa and parts of Japan, but we have access to all their bases. And that's going to have to continue, and we're going to have to continue good relations in the Philippines. You know, when I was in the Navy, got my guys that I had served with who have suddenly deployed to Westpac, you know, they put into Subic Bay, the Philippines. Then we got thrown out for a while. Now we're back. Now we're back. Even Vietnam. Vietnam is afraid of China. Different culture, different ethnicity. The Vietnamese are not Han Chinese. And it's all good. We will continue to support India. India is an old rival of China. So this is simply realpolitik, and we have got to have troops somewhere in the world all the time. Obviously, as few as possible, and obviously with the locals assuming a lot of the cost, but it's in our interest. Now, the question is Afghanistan one of those places? And here's my view of Biden's speech. Biden started out great. He said, the Afghan war has come to an end. I've ended it. I said I would end it. I've ended it. We do not have an interest in occupying Afghanistan any longer. Our interest is only stopping Afghanistan from being a hotbed and planning ground, staging area of terror attacks against the United States. Al-Qaeda roamed through there freely before. Al-Qaeda is Sunni Muslims, so are the Afghans. They both murder Shiites, they murder Christians. So they were comrades in arms. ISIS has now gotten into Afghanistan. The branch that's gotten in has come from Pakistan. It's called ISIS-K, ISIS Khorasan. And they're also Sunni Muslims. For some reason, they and Al-Qaeda fight. You know, for some reason, they and the Taliban fight. But not all the time. The Taliban were the ones who had the checkpoint perimeter who let the suicide bomber in to kill 13 American servicemen the other day. Americans weren't guarding the perimeter. The Taliban was. And they know a suicide bomber when they see one. And in he came. They let him in. They did that on purpose. This is the Taliban. And they had plausible deniability. They said, oh, well, it was an ISIS guy. Oh, really? Okay. This is like saying the Crips and the Bloods get together. No, the other guy was a Crip or a Blood, not my fault. or a couple of motorcycle gangs fight, the Hell's Angels and somebody else, CC Riders. But then they have a common enemy, you know what they're going to do. Then they'll lie about it and say that it was the other guy. So this is what's going on over there. It doesn't dignify a response other than that. But where I think that Biden went wrong is he went on too long, and a lot of it was defensive. Well, I had to get out. I had to get out safely. You know, and he didn't mention Trump's name, but he said the former president several times did this and that. Yes, the former president bungled our foreign policy so badly, he hurt American interests all over the globe. The worst way was in betraying us to Vladimir Putin. Trump at Helsinki, the cord, somebody yells out, Vladimir Putin hacked our elections. That's what the CIA and the FBI said. And he said, well, I trust Vladimir Putin, right there to everybody's face. Try to break up NATO and the EU. That was the worst. He also said he might not defend South Korea and Japan. They should get their own nuclear weapons. That'd be a disaster. How would you like Japan nuclear weapons in the equivalent of the next Pearl Harbor? Okay. We have to be controlled. We are ascendant. We are exceptional, and we always will be. But in the speech, he's talking about Afghanistan, Biden. And Trump did that. Trump also ordered the Afghan government to release 5,000 terrorists from prison, including ISIS people and Taliban and Al-Qaeda people, who were the ones who were killing American soldiers and overrunning the country, and now are the leadership in the Taliban. He ordered it. Trump ordered negotiations with the Taliban, recognizing them in Vienna, and was going to bring them to Camp David even. That's Trump. I get it. I get it, Joe. I get it. I'm your man. I was the guy that backed you up when most people in this state and the Democratic Party were going, Elizabeth Warren, oh, Bernie, oh, socialism, all this baloney. And I'm the guy that stood up for Joe. So now I can talk to Joe better than you can talk to Joe. And the deal is this, Joe, don't talk about safety and getting out. You're talking about exterminating people who are terrorists against the United States. Now, am I going to sit here and second guess how Joe did the withdrawal? I can say some obvious things. I wasn't there in the Situation Room, and I don't have all the info, but I will say this. I mean, they were slowly taking over Kandahar, Herat, the rest of the country for about a month. During that time period, maybe you start evacuating, and maybe you bomb the living smithereens out of them all around the country. Perpetual bombing, the objective is the extermination of the Taliban, not negotiation with the Taliban. Okay, that didn't happen. And we were supposed to sit back and have the Afghan army and the corrupt Afghan government, who are propped up by the Americans for 20 years, they're supposed to what? Heroically push back and then set up a thing called, what is this democracy of which you talk about? This is a nation of jihad and sharia. There's been no democracy in a jihadist country in 1300 years since it was invented. They overran the Iberian Peninsula, Spain and Portugal in the 600s. Then they went and overrun France and Germany. That was a big mistake. Why was it a big mistake? Because Charlemagne had a grandpa named Charles Martel, Charles the Hammer. Charles the Hammer didn't like that. And he put together an army at the Battle of Tours Poitiers in 732. He drove them out and exterminated them. That's what should have been done in Spain and Portugal, except that they didn't have the organization. And they went on and they occupied the Balkans. They occupied Greece. They invaded Italy at times, forcibly converted or exterminated the host population. This went on for 1,300 years. After the Second World War, the Ottoman Empire, located in Turkey, Istanbul, used to be called Constantinople. The Blue Mosque used to be an Eastern Orthodox cathedral. They got weak because they had no democracy. And what happened was we carved them up after the First World War and pacified them until Angela Merkel allows a million refugees to come into Europe and start attacking Europe again. And we let some of that into this country. Anyway, but hey, Joe Biden, I'm the guy out here who supported you. That was a great speech. Why don't you knock the speech off about halfway through? And all the rest of the ins and outs about how we had to do it. You made the decision. You're a good man. Good. I'm glad you made the decision. We're out of there. People who are American citizens got 19 warnings to get out since March, 19 of them. And the few hundred that are left are largely dual citizens. They're Afghans who somehow got our citizenship. They wanted to stay. Now they wanted to get out. Okay, we'll try to get them out because they're American citizens. But that's not Joe's fault. And from now on, our mission is simply intelligence and stopping terrorist attacks that are hatched in Afghanistan. That happened before. They'll try to happen. It'll happen again. They're bounded by China, Iran, and Tajikistan in the north, which is really a former part of the Soviet Union. We'll talk in future shows about how that can be turned to our advantage. That's my take on Joe's speech. We go to a break. The lines are alive. We've got a caller, at least one. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.